not out in this case. They've asked that a special prosecutor be appointed.
Okay.
And that, a special prosecutor. Justin and I have talked extensively about this case. And so let me tell you our thinking. There's a provision of the law, a special provision of the law, that addresses folks who are facing any kind of charge, who have autism. I don't think this was on the books at the time, in 2018. But it's this way. deferred disposition in a criminal case, persons with autism or intellectual disabilities. In any criminal case, except a violation of 18.231, which is murder, and then another irrelevant section, or any crime for which a deferred disposition is provided for by statute upon a plea of guilty or after a plea of not guilty, and the facts found by the court would justify finding of guilt, the court may, if the defendant has been diagnosed by a psychiatrist or clinical psychologist with an autism spectrum disorder, as defined in the most recent edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders published by the American Psychiatric Association, or intellectual disabilities defined in 37.2100, the court finds by clear and convincing evidence that the conduct was caused by or had a direct and substantial relationship to the person's disorder or disability, without entering a judgment of guilt and with the consent of the accused, and after giving due consideration to the position of the attorney for the Commonwealth and the views of the victim, defer such proceedings and place the accused on probation subject to terms and conditions set by the court. On violation of a term or condition, the court may enter an adjudication of guilt, or upon fulfillment of the terms and conditions, the court may discharge the person and dismiss the proceedings against him without any adjudication of guilt. So, here's what we have under consideration. Griffin and I have talked extensively about your history and various diagnoses. He proposes that there be a joint motion by the Commonwealth and the defendant, that there is an agreement on the record in the court file that you have a diagnosis of autism, that autism explains the behaviors at issue here, other findings, and that with that you would be placed on probation for probably 6 months, and probably the biggest term of your probation bond would be don't make any more filings without the assistance of a lawyer. That would be the primary condition. And the way that works is when we go to court tomorrow, if what I'm telling you all is agreeable, we would not set a trial date, but what's called a disposition date. And during that period of time, Mr. Griffith and I have not had time to work on this order because I've got a jury trial after the European court with me tomorrow, and I'm working all day today on that.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Griffith and I will prepare the order. You will review it because you have to agree to it as well.
And then
Judge Greer would have to agree to it. I suspect that he would. And that would conclude the matter. In other words, after 6 months, this would be dismissed, no longer appear on the record. Now, let me tell you what this does for you all with respect to this situation. I really wish, the public defender folks have a tough job. They've got so many people to defend. But in your case, they appropriately asked for an evaluation. And in fact, at the circuit court level, there'd been a notification of intent to plead an insanity defense, which was the only way to get the issue addressed under the law at that time.
Yeah.
You see, the law has changed dramatically since 2018 when you were first charged. And system hadn't gotten here yet. And, you know, I certainly understand that you were upset and you felt like your issues weren't being properly addressed. I understand that. But what the prosecutors used the process, your defense attorneys, when I look at the record, filed all the appropriate motions, took all the appropriate steps. They were handicapped at what they could do for you in 2018. And I understand you were upset. And Judge Greer's hands were tied because getting your issues before the court in the proper format did not happen.
Actually, why were they allowed to let the body camera footage be destroyed in 2019 before, 7 months before I withdraw my appeal?
I don't answer that, but you've got to get the proper form and the proper procedure to address that, Brian. You just, you know, and so far that has not happened. And so what needs to happen is you get this chapter right now, this contempt chapter, closed.
All right.
And you simply must engage an attorney to pursue a petition and filing of actual innocence in the proper format.
Can you still do that with an attorney? For the 2018, can you still do that with an attorney?
Yeah. Sure, you can file a petition of actual innocence anytime.
They don't have that for misdemeanors, but just felonies.
You
I've tried that.
You may be right about that. You may be right about that. And if that's the case, that's just the law. That's just unfortunately the law.
I have a question. What specifically did he say in the three appeals that offended or insulted the judge?
Accused him of fraud and fraud on the court. That when you accuse a judge of committing fraud,
What about freedom of speech? Are we not allowed to accuse anybody of anything?
You've got to have facts to support that.
We do have facts.
Did you read all the facts I have?
I've read your facts. I haven't seen any facts that would suggest that Judge Greer didn't do anything but follow the law.
Disobeying court orders is disobeying the law.
I'm in a situation to get this chapter closed.
All right.
I do not want to get into all this other stuff. And I will not get into all this other stuff. So if you want me to conclude this matter with respect to this contempt proceeding in the fashion of which I've described, I will. But are you going to have to get some other lawyer to pick this up and pursue the issues that you all have focused a great deal of time and attention on in recent years.
So
all
right.
So that there are attorneys out there who specialize in these sorts of things. You could. I don't know whether it's too late to file a habeas corpus petition or not.
The Innocence Project could go to the governor and provide the proof that it was not dealt the right way, and the governor could pardon me.
That's true. There are any number of ways you could pursue this, but I'm here to get an agreement with you folks that what I've outlined to you is what you would like me to get done with respect to the current trouble Brian has.
All right. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what the plan is. Now, tomorrow, then, you just need to be in court with me, and we'll find out the date for us to return and you'll sign your recognizance to be back. And in the meantime, Mr. Griffith and I will prepare the joint motion, which I will review with everyone before we submit it. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. See you in the morning.
All right.
9 o'clock, right?
Yep. He's at about 8:45.
I'm bad about it. They'll say like eight. I mean, it's my age.
Well, let's don't talk about age.